The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. Yo-ho, it's hot. The sun is not...
Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. So the rain has stopped for now, anyway. And with the sun shining on southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to talk about our nearest star with our very own star, astronomy contributor Jean Creighton.
She joins us every month to talk about the universe and our humble place in it. Hello, Jean Creighton. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, Bonnie.
So... one of the things that we like to do on public radio, because we have this educational component, is we like to answer listener questions. And we do that with our Bubbler Talk series every week. Somebody asks about something. You recently had somebody ask you a question that is going to generate our segment this month. And so what was it?
The question was, what keeps the sun together? What holds the sun together? And my first response, my sort of internal thought was, interesting question, but what is the person really asking me? And I pause and I realize that any person who's looked at gas, they know that if they have it in a container and they take the lid off the container, then the gas just dissipates. So that helped me realize, oh, of course, you would wonder if the sun is made of gas, why, and I don't have a lid on it, why doesn't it just go away? Why doesn't it just dissipate into thin air, as it were?
So my first answer to that, I don't know that I'm anywhere near right, would be gravity.
Yes.
I was right.
So gravity is what makes stars tick. But that's not the only thing that's happening in a star, like the sun or any star for that matter. You have gravity that wants to pull the star in, so to make it contract. But on the other hand, you have a very hot gas. Technically, it's called a plasma, an ionized hot gas. Ionized just means that some of those electrons have parted ways and they're free roaming around. So these fast-moving particles are moving fast enough that they're actually creating resistance to gravity. You can't squeeze these particles further, closer to each other. They resist. They don't want to be further kind of confined. So the hotter the gas, the more these particles are bouncing around, creating more resistance. Does that make sense?
Yes. So that keeps gravity from basically turning the sun into a black hole.
That's right.
Okay.
So basically, this is what holds up the sun. And that energy that holds up the sun comes from nuclear reactions within. And of course, a nuclear reaction separates a star from a wannabe. That's the nuclear reaction makes light for the star and also helps resist against gravity. That's where the energy comes from. So a star like the sun is going to be held together by gravity. And it's true that some of that gas will dissipate a little bit, but it's like you can almost imagine it like a person sheds some cells of skin, but you wouldn't say that we lose mass in any measurable way. That way.
It's not noticeable.
It is certainly not noticeable.
Right.
So that would be the situation with the sun. That yes, of course, some particles are going to escape the sun. And if we have one of these fantastic storms, even blobs of material noticeable might escape. But overall, the sun is so massive that those small flashes of activity aren't going to result in a change to the mass of the sun.
So you're talking about solar flares?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the ones when we see the very dramatic ones in NASA pictures that they're shooting out many,
that's right.
Many...
That's right. So that's kind of the overall discussion about the sun. Then, of course, I remembered other questions that people ask that are similar to that, and that is, well, what about a place like Saturn? what keeps it from dissipating again? Because here we don't have nuclear energy, really. We don't, it's not a star. But here we have a smaller amount of gravity, smaller internal pressure. The internal pressure here now is primarily just because we have some fluid that's moving at some speed. And in the end, again, we've achieved equilibrium. I know that sometimes people get a little, they have a hard time imagining a planet that doesn't have a surface that's made of gas that is still stable. And yet, if these places are cold enough and big enough, gravity makes them control their size. And because they're cold, they're not moving fast enough for that internal pressure to overwhelm gravity.
Now, does movement within their orbit have anything to do with this, too? I mean, how fast they're spinning on their axis or how fast they're going around their star, does that have any effect on their shape?
Yes. The material point here is that if the planet were to move too fast, were to spin too fast, it might become unstable. It could be that some of this gas is moving now so fast that it actually can't be held by gravity anymore. But all these planets are spinning at rates that are much too comfortable for that to be an issue.
And the sun itself, is the sun orbiting anything?
Yes. The sun is orbiting around the center of our galaxy. So in 100 million years or so, it'll complete a full orbit around the center of our galaxy. And of course, in the center of our galaxy, we have a supermassive black hole. And what many people don't realize is that the sun spins as well as revolves around the center. And because the sun is a fluid, its rate of spinning is different at the pole than it is at the equator. So it's faster at the poles. It has a longer, it has a bit of a pudge, the sun, at the center. So you get all this very wound up, the magnetic field of the sun gets all wound up because of this, what we call differential rotation. The rate of rotation is different depending on where you are on the sun. So it's all very exciting to imagine all this dynamic systems in our solar system and beyond.
Does the sun have a core that's solid, or is it all gas?
Yeah. The answer to your question is there's no core, there's no hard core, but this is a large star, dense. It might behave more, especially as you get to the core, because the pressures are very high, it might behave more like a solid than a gas in your experience.
Okay.
Right?
That was my question, is does it act more like a solid?
Yeah.
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 Even though it isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to be moving very fast, or certainly it won't feel like, oh, if I just open this lid, things are going to start happening. It will stay pretty put. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there anything else that people have asked you about the sun that you want to make sure people know before we wrap up today?
One of the most common misconceptions is that the solar system has millions of stars. I hear this all the time. And I think it's because the solar system and the Milky Way in some people's minds has been intertwined. And of course, many of our listeners know this, so I apologize for those of you who do, but just to make sure, the solar system is one star of the sun, eight planets, and some change. All the other stars that we see are much, much farther away, and they are part of the Milky Way.
Right. They are not part of our solar system.
That is right. So right. There's only
one star.
We are
part of them.
We belong to the Milky Way, to be sure. But all those stars out there that we see, those beautiful stars in summertime, they are not in the solar system.
Okay. Just enjoy them.
Yes, yes.
It's like real estate we don't have to take care of.
Happily.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Jean. Well, I hope you have a wonderful end of August, and we will talk with you next month.
Thank you so much.
The sun is a miasma of incandescent plasma. The sun's not simply made out of gas. yes, no, 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 the sun.
Gene Creighton is director of the Manfred Olson Planetarium at UW-Milwaukee and a regular Lake Effect contributor. You can hear our past conversations with her at WUWM.com.
Plasma, electrons are free. Plasma.